He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20. The message you're about to hear is a straightforward, down-to-earth and insightful teaching by Lady Reverend Adelaide Heward Mills. Lady Reverend Adelaide serves under her husband, Bishop Dag Heward Mills, as a pastor at the Lighthouse Chapel International. Lady Reverend Adelaide is a handmaiden of God and is privileged to have been used by God to pastor and to speak the word of God, both nationally and internationally, to all ages and gender. She has a plethora of messages on many issues, experiences, and situations of life from God's perspective. Get ready to be transformed as you listen to this message by God's anointed handmaiden, Lady Reverend Adelaide Heward Mills.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please sit down.
Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
This is going to be a short session and we'll be over and done with.
Ce sera juste une courte session et on aura terminé.
Shall we pray?
Pouvons-nous prier?
Father, thank you for this time.
Père, merci pour ce moment.
Your word says the entrance of your word brings light.
Ta parole dit la parole apporte, ta parole apporte.
Grant us understanding and wisdom.
Donne-nous la compréhension et la sagesse.
Lead us by your spirit.
Conduis-nous par ton esprit.
Let the counsel of God prevail.
Que le conseil de Dieu prévale.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Lady Reverend. How can I manage my homework and ministry? I believe I have a ministry in me, but the pressure of the world is hindering me.
Lady Reverend, comment est-ce que je peux gérer ma maison et mon ministère? Je crois que j'ai un ministère à moi, mais la pression du monde m'oppresse.
Well, what you are asking is a very practical question and a very real situation.
Ce que je demande est une question très pratique, une situation très réelle.
I think that one of the things is time management.
Je pense que l'une des choses, c'est la gestion du temps.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I believe that, there's a time for everything.
La Bible dit dans Ecclesiastes chapitre 3 qu'il y a un temps pour toutes choses.
Many times we say we don't have time, but when you look into your life, you will see that there are some time wasters.
Le plus souvent, on dit qu'on n'a pas de temps, mais quand tu regardes à ta vie, il y a beaucoup de temps perdu.
You may see that you watch too much television or too many Nigerian movies.
Tu vas voir que tu regardes trop la télévision et, ou trop de films nigériens.
Or you stay too long unnecessarily on the phone.
Ou tu restes trop longtemps de manière inutile au téléphone.
Or you sleep too much.
Ou tu dors beaucoup.
So some of these things are time wasters and they have to be eliminated.
Certaines choses sont des pertes de temps et tu dois les éliminer.
I think it also helps to have a personal timetable.
Je pense que ça aide aussi d'avoir un emploi de temps personnel.
That in the morning I'll wake up at this time, I'll do this, I'll do that. It gives you a framework to work with.
Que le matin je me réveille à telle heure, je fais ceci, je fais cela. Ça te donne une feuille de champ avec la route pour travailler.
Even if it is not always perfect, it gives you some form of how do you call it? Structure.
Même si ce n'est pas parfait, ça te donne une sorte de structure.
And then also, you must get help if you can get help.
Et aussi, tu dois demander de l'aide si tu peux en avoir.
The virtuous woman, the woman who was hard to get, she had maidens in her house.
La femme vertueuse a des ménagères, des aides dans sa maison.
When Esther was going to the palace, she was given 7 maidens to go to the palace with her.
Quand Esther allait au palais, on lui a donné 7 aides pour aller au palais avec elle.
When Rebecca was going to get married, she was given Deborah, a nurse, to go with her.
Quand Rebecca allait se marier, on lui a donné Deborah, une infirmière, pour aller avec
but
elle.
You don't hand over all your work to Deborah.
Mais tu ne donnes pas tout ton travail à Deborah.
You have to divide it properly.
Tu dois le diviser proprement.
And if it's just the two of you,
si c'est seulement vous deux,
maybe you can beseech your husband to help you sometimes.
Tu peux supplier ton mari de t'aider par moment.
But I have found that at least with African men, it hardly works.
Mais j'ai remarqué qu'avec les hommes africains, ça marche difficilement.
And it's always better to have my own plan and my own life. If later they want to help, fine, then it's an added bonus. But not that My whole life depends on them. It's not going to work.
Il est toujours mieux d'avoir un plan B. S'il aide, tant mieux. C'est un bonus, mais s'il ne peut pas aider, il vaut mieux se contenter de soi-même.
And I believe that with that, you'll be able to have a balanced life.
Et je pense qu'avec ça, on aura une vie équilibrée.
Sometimes I think you don't have to wait for a perfect time to do everything.
Parfois, il ne faut pas attendre le moment parfait pour faire toutes
like
choses.
Like I was saying, when I was breastfeeding, I was also praying.
Comme je disais, quand j'allaitais,
because
je priais
aussi.
Because
I used to sit down for a long time to breastfeed.
En fait, je m'asseyais longtemps pour allaiter.
Sometimes you, the mother, you even fall asleep.
Parfois, les enfants, les mamans s'évanouissent même.
But at least, by the time you are getting up, you've also had a prayer time.
Quand tu te lèves, il faut aussi avoir un moment de prière.
One of the things I also used to do is to put the baby by me and breastfeed lying down.
Parfois, je mettais l'enfant à côté de moi.
Some
et
of
je,
you, you
je
sleep like you are playing karate, so it may not be advisable.
Parfois, tu...
But my husband always says to me,
hey. Me disait toujours, hey.
So when you sleep in a place,
donc quand tu dors un endroit,
you sleep there.
Tu vas dormir là.
Eh? When you wake up, the place looks the same.
Quand tu te lèves, l'endroit
I didn't even know
même.
That. So everybody is different, but. I think that that's one of the most practical ways to get sleep and yet feed the baby at the same time.
Je pense que c'est un moyen très pratique de dormir et d'allaiter l'enfant au même moment.
Some of you have mothers who are willing to help you.
Certaines des mamans qui veulent bien vous aider.
Yeah, so I think that delegation where it is possible and where it is practical and where it is advisable. It's fine.
Je pense qu'il faut déléguer là où c'est possible, pratiquer,
having a program for your life.
Et avoir un programme pour ta vie.
Sometimes you go and sit somewhere and you over chat and then
parfois tu t'assois quelque part, tu parles beaucoup.
Amen. Is a Kayi woman an ideal woman?
Est-ce une femme Kayi est une femme idéale?
I think a Kayi woman is a woman graced by God.
C'est une femme qui a été graciée par Dieu, la Kayi woman.
Everybody has a left leg and a right leg.
Tout le monde a une main gauche et une main droite.
But not everybody is prepared for God to work on them.
Mais tout le monde n'a pas été préparé par Dieu pour travailler.
And I think that makes the difference.
Et je pense que ça fait la différence.
Amen. How do you cope with a man as your husband who has children before he married you? Didn't you know before?
Comment tu gères ton mari qui a eu les enfants que tu l'épouses? Tu ne savais pas ça avant?
No, it's an honest question. Before you marry,
avant que tu ne te maries,
you should know what you are getting into.
Tu dois savoir dans quoi tu es en train d'entrer.
He must have told you that he had children.
Il doit te dire qu'il a les enfants.
And in this church, in our marriage manual, we have the step home.
Et dans cette église, dans le manuel de mariage, on a des étapes.
Where we teach you how to manage in the step home, but we tell you, you must know ahead of time.
Comment gérer ces étapes-là, mais tu dois savoir avant le temps.
So I think that before we marry, we feel that all things are possible.
Je pense quand se marie, on pense que toute chose est possible.
After we marry, we say, if not for the grace of God.
Après quand se marie, on dit seulement par la grâce de Dieu.
So things are the way they are. You know they are the way they are, but you feel that you are able.
Les choses sont telles qu'elles sont. Tu sais qu'elles sont comme ça, mais tu penses que tu es capable.
But you must. You see, we have it in the model marriage, so I may not talk much about it. But we say that. Before you marry, sit down with your prospective spouse and ask how you are going to manage the situation. Are the children going to live with you or the child? Or is the child going to live with the other parent? If the child is going to live with the other parent, how is the communication going to be? How are fees going to be paid? Is it going to be paid through a bank account or she's always going to come to your office to meet you, especially on the days you have quarreled with your new wife? And if you are going to support that child, is that child going to come on holidays? For how long? Or is that child now coming to live with you? Under what conditions? Will the mother always be phoning your house that my child has a temperature, my child is sick, let's meet, let's go, are you going to allow that? What are the parameters? You have to look at all that before you say I do.
Dans le cas d'espèce, il faut essayer de voir les mesures à tenir.
Jesus said there's no man who, when he's going to do something, does not sit down and count the cost. There's nothing like that. Even to follow Christ, he says count the cost. So you have to count the cost. And also ask yourself, do I have the grace or will I receive the grace to be a stepmother?
Il faut te demander si tu as la grâce d'être une mère, une demi, une mère.
Some of you are stepchildren, but your wickedness will even be more than the stepmother you had. I've seen it happen before.
Mais votre méchanceté est plus grande que celle de la mère adoptive que vous avez.
So well, now that you are in already, obviously you didn't think about
how to cope. Maintenant que tu es déjà à l'intérieur, tu n'y as pas pensé avant, mais.
I have written a whole chapter in the marriage manual on that, how you should cope. If he has children before he married you, do they live with you? Are they going to live with you?
Est-ce qu'ils vont vivre avec
what
les
are
enfants?
The financial arrangements?
Quel est l'arrangement financier?
You should talk about when the children do wrong and
on
you correct them.
De comment corriger
you
les
should
enfants.
Not in your presence tell the children, oh, don't do what she's saying, or even tell them behind
toi.
Their backs, oh, I'll give you money later. I've done counseling like that.
Dans le dos de la personne.
Where the man tells the child, you keep quiet. When she's gone,
quand
I'll give you money.
Parle à l'enfant, tu te tais.
And also know that some of the things that happen are normal in marriage. It's not because you are in a step home. Sometimes fathers can plot things and not tell mothers. And mothers can plot things and not tell fathers. And it's not always because you are in a step home. Often when children ask for something, women have more questions. What do you need it for? Why are you? And the men say, oh, give it to her. Why? There's plenty of questions. It's not step home. That's how it is.
Parfois, quand l'enfant veut quelque chose, la maman pose beaucoup de questions. Le mari dit non, tu ne dois pas poser trop de questions. Ce n'est pas le fait que ce soit une maison adoptive, c'est comme ça que c'est.
And then you say, what can you do to have a cordial relationship with the children without
comment
jealousy
faire
and bitterness?
Avec l'enfant, la relation doit être sans jalousie et amertume.
Work in divine love.
Travaille dans l'amour divin.
Don't do things because they will replace it, because they will see, because they will be grateful.
Ne fais pas les choses parce qu'on va voir et être reconnaissant.
The Bible says, work in love.
Et il lui dit, marche dans l'amour.
The Bible says love never fails.
L'amour ne trompe, ne choue jamais.
At the end of the day, God will make sure that you win.
En fin de compte, Dieu va s'assurer que tu gagnes.
So I think that to overcome bitterness, jealousy, just walk in love.
Ne deviens pas amer et jaloux, marche dans l'amour.
Love your neighbor as yourself. What you would like if it were you.
Aime ton voisin comme toi-même. Si ça avait été toi, que tu aurais fait ce que tu aimais qu'on fasse.
And do it as unto the Lord. I come from a step home because
je viens d'une maison adoptive.
My father lost his first wife.
Mon père a perdu sa première femme.
And married my mother.
Et il a épousé ma mère.
And we are 13 in all.
Et nous sommes 13 au total.
And when Proverbs says that
the
children rise and call her blessed, my mother is a classic case.
Ma mère est un cas classique d'enfant élevé de manière
droite.
Now,
4 years ago, my dad is dead.
Il y a quelques années, mon père est mort.
My siblings don't need to come to her because they have different mothers. They don't need to.
Mes frères n'ont pas besoin d'aller la voir.
But they come to her more than anywhere else.
Mais ils viennent la voir plus que personne d'autre.
And to them, that is their home.
Et aujourd'hui, c'est leur maison.
Because they are now grown and they know what she sowed. And some of them even say, oh, we're very mean, but you continue to love us. God bless you.
Parce que maintenant, ils sont partis et ils voient ce qu'ils ont s'aimé.
That through that, God has blessed my mother greatly.
Et c'est pour ça que mon père, Dieu a béni
some people,
grandement ma mère.
Some older people in the Kodesh, they say to me, how can your mother have 5 children and 4 are pastors? And out of the 5, 3 are lawyers and 2 are architects. And then they are pastors also. How can your mother have children like that?
Comment tu peux avoir des enfants comme ça? Il y a 4 pasteurs et à l'intérieur, il y a des architectes et des
avocats. And I say to them, it didn't start like that.
Et Dieu n'a pas commencé comme ça.
I was the first to be born again in my house.
J'étais la première qui naît de nouveau dans ma maison.
Prophet Kakra was nowhere near the kingdom.
Prophète Kakra n'était même pas à côté du royaume.
He's my youngest brother.
C'est mon jeune frère.
But I believe that
mais je crois
my
que
mother's sowing
ma mère a semé
of her life, her love,
vie,
her
son amour.
So that also taught me to have a large heart.
Ça m'a aussi enseigné à avoir un cœur large.
Love many more people. It's so easy and so natural because
tellement
my father's relatives, my wife,
de mon père,
she would look after you. And
elle
well,
regarder,
she will look after you well.
Elle bien prendre soin
so
de toi.
I believe that God mais blesses you through all those things.
Je crois que Dieu
so you just be walk in love. God will take care of the rest.
Marche dans l'amour et Dieu prendra soin du reste.
Amen.
Amen.
But know what you are getting into or you are into.
Mais sache là où tu vas avant d'entrer.
Lady Reverend, what would you do if you are a pastor and you are not encouraged by the people to go on with the work? Don't look for your encouragement from the people.
Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire si tu es pasteur et que l'un ne t'encourage pas à faire l'œuvre? Ne regarde pas l'encouragement des gens.
In the book of Samuel,
dans le livre de Samuel,
David went to fight with some people.
David allait lutter avec certaines personnes.
When he came back, their wives, their children had been taken. The villages had been burnt.
La,
and the very people he was working with or he was leading, they thought of stoning him because they were sad.
Parce qu'ils étaient tristes.
And the Bible says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Dans le Seigneur son
Many
Dieu.
Times, there's
temps,
no one to encourage
il y a
me.
Personne pour t'encourager.
If I have a problem,
si j'ai un problème,
who will tell me?
Qui va me dire?
Who will give me like good judgment? Okay, presiding bishop, sit here. So you see, you shouldn't do that to Sister Ma.
Qui va venir me dire? Tu vois, tu ne vas pas faire ça à telle personne. Qui va le faire?
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Parfois, il faut t'encourager dans le Seigneur.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think that if you are discouraged,
je pense que si tu es découragé,
don't look at the people.
Ne regarde pas aux personnes.
When you look at the people, you will never serve God.
Si tu regardes les gens, tu ne vas jamais servir Dieu.
You will always be moved by the people. So as I'm preaching, are they happy? So I'm, it's not they who put you there. It's God who sent you.
Ce ne sont pas les gens qui t'ont placé là, c'est Dieu qui t'a envoyé.
So let God encourage you and energize you and other brothers who believe in your vision or sisters.
Laisse Dieu te donner l'énergie et t'encourager avec les frères qui croient en ton ministère.
Amen.
Amen.
If you go by church members, you will not be in the ministry at a point.
Si tu regardes aux membres d'église, tu ne seras pas dans le ministère à un certain moment.
What if you believe you have a ministry in you, but your husband doesn't take it seriously and at times stops you? What can you do? Report him to his senior pastor.
Qu'est-ce que tu peux faire si tu penses que tu as un ministère et ton mari ne veut pas que tu le fasses? Fais le rapport au pasteur principal.
It is something that happens.
C'est les choses qui arrivent.
This year we were in Korea.
Cette année, nous étions en Corée.
Dr. Yonggi Cho is the pastor of the largest church in the world.
Dr. Yonggi Cho est le pasteur de la plus grande église dans le monde.
God has used him mightily.
Dieu l'a utilisé puissamment.
On the first day, we had a board members dinner because Bishop is a board member.
Le premier jour, on avait des membres,
and he was advising,
les cadres, un dîner de cadres.
He was advising pastors.
Il conseillait les pasteurs.
And he said, pastors, when I was younger, he's now 78.
Il a dit, pasteur, quand j'étais jeune, mais il a 18 ans.
My wife was more educated than me.
Ma femme avait été plus avancée en matière d'études que moi.
My wife has a PhD in music.
Elle a eu un doctorat en musique.
And instead of encouraging her in even the ministry, I fought her.
Au lieu de
the largest church in the world, the pastor.
Dans le ministère, moi, je l'ai combattu.
Because something told me that because she has a PhD in music, she feels that she's better educated than you.
Elle croit qu'elle est plus éduquée que toi.
He said, pastors, I'm so sorry that I did that.
Elle dit, pasteur, j'ai été très déçue.
Now, when I look back, it was my own inferiority complex.
Mais quand j'ai regardé, c'était mon complexe d'infériorité.
And I'm advising you at 78, encourage your wives, don't fight them. Because at the end of your age, they will be there to help you.
Et je vous conseille aujourd'hui à 78 ans, encouragez vos
femmes. I thought to myself, how? And he said it was inferiority complex. He used that expression.
Je me suis demandé c'est quoi le complexe d'infériorité.
How can the pastor of the largest church in the world have inferiority complex where his wife is concerned? How?
Comment est-ce qu'un
pasteur? The wife is not the pastor of anything large like that.
Sa femme.
But it is something that happens.
Mais c'est des choses qui arrivent.
So the brothers.
Alors les frères.
Some people are praying that their wives will be interested in the ministry they are doing.
Certains prient que leurs femmes soient intéressées
au ministère qu'ils font. So if God is bringing you a laborer,
donc si Dieu t'apporte,
please allow. And when you stand before God, He will say, "Why did you bury somebody's talent just because I gave her to you as a wife?" The Bible says, "Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church." When Christ loves us, He releases us.
He gives us giftings and he releases us. Et Christ en aimant relâche, il libère la personne.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will say to the wife also,
je vais dire aux femmes aussi,
behave properly.
Comporte-toi bien.
So that they will not have any excuse that
tu n'as aucune,
because you don't behave
excuse,
well.
Parce que tu te comportes mal.
That is why.
C'est pourquoi.
There are church members who do worse, but they are allowed to minister in the church.
Il y a des gens, les membres d'église qui font mal, mais ils sont permis de rendre ministère à l'église.
I think that your wife is not in competition with you.
Je pense que ta femme n'est pas en compétition.
Your wife is a helper.
C'est une aide.
She's helping you build. And she has never gone
elle
to t'aide. Tell the people,
elle
I'm in competition.
Gens,
as I'm standing here, I feel that it is a male thing. You are the ones who feel ambition, drive. At least me, I don't have any such thing. Everything I do, I've been asked to do. I have nothing that I started, I said, yeah, you know, I'm going for it. And I'm not at all. There's nothing like that.
Faut pas faire la concurrence avec vos femmes.
So as you obey, and he said that
tu obéis,
he used to, instead of sometimes funding his wife's ministry, he would fight it. But now in his old age, so he got up in one of the meetings, and then he went to give his wife money in all our view, so that we would see that he has changed. Dr. Joe.
Parfois, il va donner l'argent à sa femme au vieux aussi de tous pour qu'on voit qu'il a changé.
He said, she's my greatest asset now.
Il dit, maintenant,
I wish
c'est
I had known that earlier.
Je pense que
you are older, you're 79, he's telling you, so change now.
79, il te dit, alors change maintenant.
Amen. And ladies,
et femmes,
men are like God. They like to
comme
inhabit
Dieu.
The praises of their people.
Ils aiment habiter dans la louange de leur peuple.
The Bible says, as refining pot to silver,
la Bible dit, quand
as a pot that refines
argent,
silver, so is a man to his praise.
C'est comme ça un homme dans sa louange.
So let him know that you are so happy that he has given you a patch in God's vineyard to cultivate. Let him know he's a powerful man of God.
Montre
and when he comes home, sing,
cultiver,
you deserve the glory,
tu les chantes, tu mérites la gloire,
and the honor.
Et
Lord, we lift. When my husband comes, I say, yes, my Lord. And then when I come, I say, so what do you want? I say, if you are saying my Lord properly, why are you laughing?
Et il me répond, si tu dis vraiment mon Seigneur, pourquoi tu ris?
They just love it.
Il aime ça.
Become the president of your husband's fan club.
Deviens la présidente du fan club de ton mari.
Life president.
Grande présidente.
Don't just point out what is wrong.
Ne pointe pas seulement ce qui est mauvais.
Look for things that are good and praise him about it.
Regarde les choses qui sont bien et loue-le par rapport à ça.
Not long ago, I heard a man, Jimmy Evans, he preaches on marriage, and he was saying that when he got married, he thought that when he comes home, you know, the lights will go on, the whistles will blow, the brass band will sing. But now when he comes home, his wife is so busy with her children, homework. I don't know why they don't understand, but that's an aside. Anyway. So when he comes, his wife just says, oh, hi, you are home.
And it really disappoints him
because he felt that there would be celebration at his presence. He didn't know that it would just be ordinary.
Quand il rentre, sa femme lui dit, hey, tu es rentré.
I was very surprised. I said,
what's
the man saying? Then a week after, I heard my husband preaching.
Une semaine plus tard, j'ai entendu mon mari prêcher.
And he was telling the brothers,
et il disait, frère,
hey, you think that when you come home,
tu penses, quand tu rentres à la maison,
there will be brass band and whistles and it, look,
les sifflets,
they, sometimes they don't even know that you have come.
Même pas que tu es
so I said,
rentré.
That thing is a serious thing.
Il dit, hey, l'affaire là est sérieuse.
So now I decided when he comes home, I will stop everything
rentre,
I'm doing.
J'arrête tout ce que
whether
je fais.
Whether it's helping Paula with her homework, whether is it,
je pose les questions.
It's not rush now, that's how it is. So that's, oh, hi, you're home.
Hey,
that's
salut,
nice.
Maison,
hey. Look, there's a verse in the Bible I don't like, but I think it is true.
Mais je pense que c'est vrai.
Man was not made for woman, but woman for man.
Pour la femme, mais la femme a été faite pour l'homme.
It's just about them. So, ladies, please.
Alors les femmes, s'il vous plaît.
Lady Reverend, what is the secret behind stable membership or stable church members?
Quel est le secret derrière les
teach them about stability because many people do things out of ignorance.
Il faut parler de la stabilité parce que les gens font les choses par ignorance.
So teach the things that will make people stable.
Enseigne-leur la stabilité, les choses qui vont les rendre stables.
And then also as a church, we are a working church. Give people things to do. Because when you are not doing anything, you find things to do that are not, and that bring division. So
à l'église, release
them
des choses
into
à
things
faire.
To do.
Il faut leur donner les choses à faire pour ne pas les diviser.
And then cultivate a spirit of love and family.
Cultive
in the
l'esprit d'amour et de famille dans l'église.
When you have done your part, the Holy Ghost will do the rest.
Si tu as fait ta part, le Saint-Esprit fera le reste.
But Bishop has preached so many things on that, so
l'évêque a prêché
you should get the messages and listen to them and do them.
Donc cherche le message, écoute et fais-le.
Que faire? J'ai des enfants avec un homme qui vit dans un autre pays.
I have children in another country. Is it Ghanaian?
Et il dit ne pas avoir les intentions de m'épouser.
And he said, don't have intention to marry me.
Devrais-je me lancer avec quelqu'un d'autre? Tu es sûr qu'il n'y a pas quelqu'un d'autre déjà?
Are you sure there is not one, not yet someone else?
Quelqu'un d'autre qui veut m'épouser?
Who wants to marry me?
Ou espérer que cet homme change de pensée?
I hope that man will change his mind.
You never got married to him. You just have children with him. Is that it?
Tu as seulement les enfants avec lui, n'est-ce pas?
So you are not married.
Alors tu n'es pas marié.
So tell him that you are not married. Then you can live your life. Because you are not married. You say you have children with him. You are not married, but he's changing his mind about marrying you.
Il ne veut plus t'épouser.
I don't know. So what are you asking?
Qu'est-ce que tu demandes?
You are hoping that he will change his mind. Hey,
j'espère qu'il va changer sa
as he has gone, he doesn't mind you. And hey, see the signs.
Regardez les signes.
The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So pray about it.
Prie par rapport à
and
ça.
Ask God to lead you. And you see that things will start to unfold. And you can make a decision. But if you yourself too on this side of the globe, you are being happy on your own, then I don't have any advice. Continue to do whatever you want to do.
Mais si toi, à ce moment, tu n'es pas content, tu n'es pas suffisant de ce qui s'est passé, tu continues à te poser les questions, continue à te poser les questions.
I would like to know how you felt when your husband was rejected by most prominent men of God who thought he was not called.
J'aimerais savoir comment tu t'es senti quand ton mari a été rejeté par les hommes de Dieu qui pensaient qu'il n'était pas vrai.
I don't think I understood it all.
Je ne pense pas que j'ai compris ça.
They rejected him, but
on l'a rejeté, mais
I thought that that's life. You just live your life.
C'est la
but
vie,
it is when they rejected him to the point of coming to take our worship leader away to their church and things like that, that hurt.
C'est quand on a arrêté au point de venir enlever les dirigeants
and I just
de,
used
de
to wish that.
Chorale que ça fait mal.
I used to wish I knew a lady who would do women's meetings and tell me about ministry and life and what to do. And I always saw a vision of myself with my little carry-on case going to some older woman's house to spend the weekend and she would make hot chocolate for me and sit down and talk to me. You know, my dear, that's how ministry is. So you have to do this. I had that vision, but it still hasn't happened.
À ce moment-là, j'aurais souhaité avoir une personne qui allait organiser les conférences, m'appeler chez elle, me donner du chocolat, je me
conseiller.
Ce n'est jamais arrivé.
Not one day. I used to pray about it. The one day God said to me,
Dieu m'a dit,
become that for other women.
Deviens ça pour d'autres femmes.
And that led me on the road of called by his side.
Et ne me laisse pas dans le rôle d'appeler
a ministry
de son côté.
For ladies in ministry and pastors' wives.
Le ministère
it was out of my own
need.
And I tried to read a lot of books and listen to a lot of messages
et
of pastors' wives who were older, not in Ghana. And that helped
Ghana,
me greatly.
Et ça m'a beaucoup aidé.
Because I saw that there's no Ghanaian problem.
Parce que j'ai vu qu'il y a pas de problème ghanéen.
The problems are universal.
Les problèmes sont universels.
And that helped me.
Et ça m'a aidé.
I think also I prayed a lot. And I also didn't want my husband to see that I was sad. Because I felt that he was already discouraged. So if I also come and I join him, we are crying, or say, it won't work. So I said, oh, it's okay, don't worry, you'll be fine, you'll be...
J'ai prié que mon mari ne me voit pas triste parce qu'il était déjà assez triste. Alors je l'encourageais tout le temps.
And what I have found that works is the word of God. The Bible says he sent forth his word to heal us. So instead of speaking my ideas, I will speak the word of God that, you know, Jesus came, he came to his own received him not. It's part of rejection, but God gave power to those who received him. So I'm sure that you'll be okay. And all that sometimes so I'll go and cry in secret because I don't want to see him to see me crying and carry my sorrow. So I think those are the things I can remember. I think at the beginning I didn't understand.
Au début, j'ai pas compris, mais la chose que j'ai faite, c'est que je l'ai encouragé lui pour qu'on s'est remis tous à Dieu.
Comment gérer un mari qui est sous influence démoniaque?
How to manage a husband under demonic influence?
Pray for him.
Prie pour lui.
1 Peter 3.
1 Pierre 3
says that if we marry husbands who don't believe,
dit que si tu épouses un
they will
pas,
be won by the way we conduct ourselves or the way we behave.
Ils seront gagnés par la manière dont on te conduit.
The Bible says they may not obey the word, but they may through your conduct be converted.
Ils peuvent ne pas comprendre la parole, mais pas ton comportement, tu peux le changer.
Pray for him and leave him to God. Don't make him your project.
No human being should be your project.
Non, c'est pas ton projet.
You are not a personal Holy Ghost. You cannot change people as the Holy Spirit does.
Mais le Saint-Esprit
so
le
just
fait.
Leave it to the Holy Ghost.
Laisse-le
and
Saint-Esprit
you,
et toi,
pray for grace to walk in love towards a demon-possessed man.
Dans l'amour, d'un homme possédé par le démon.
And God knows how to dislodge the demons.
Et Dieu sait comment
déloger
les démons.
But don't come and say you. From the prayer meeting I came for, I've said that you are a very demonic man.
Mais ne pas dire que toi à la prière où j'étais que tu es
vraiment très possédé.
Somebody
told her husband.
Quelqu'un a dit à son mari.
Many women have been sent to mental hospital because of men.
Beaucoup de femmes ont été envoyées dans les hôpitaux
mentaux à cause des hommes. I want you to understand that me, that I'm standing here, you, I will never give you the privilege of sending me to the mental hospital. You that you are sitting here.
Toi qui es assis là.
I said, oh.
Dit, oh,
but had he done anything for you to say that?
Qu'il t'a fait que tu dises ça?
He said, oh, it was ever a very powerful prayer meeting. I have to tell him.
Dit que je le lui dise.
But you can say that to God in
mais
your closet.
Tu peux le dire à Dieu.
Frank talk with God hurts nobody.
Parler à Dieu.
Frank, franchement.
Franchement, parler à Dieu. Le parler franc à Dieu aide beaucoup.
Aide beaucoup. Doesn't hurt anybody.
Ne blesse personne.
Hey, que faire pour reconnaître un bon prétendant? Those who pretend.
How to know a good pretender?
Il faut lire le livre de l'évêque.
You must read Evêque's books, Bishop's books.
She's saying, how do you recognize a good pretender?
Comment or how do you bon prétendant?
Detect?
Comment détecter? Hein?
Que faire pour reconnaître to meet a good pretender?
Rencontrer.
Prétendant is married man. Really is prétendant? Oh, okay. So what do you do to meet a good suitor?
How do you do to
it's
meet
a whole message of how to be found,
message,
how to be marriageable, all the messages are out,
how
before you say I do, seven realities
veux,
of marriage,
mariage,
you understand your marriage vows, okay, so please, you have to,
s'il vous plaît, écoutez ces messages.
But I think that,
mais je pense que,
as you go about your life,
concernant ta vie,
God will send people to you.
Dieu t'enverra des gens.
But some of us, we chase men away.
Mais certains d'entre nous, nous
chassons les hommes. By the way we are.
Par les manières dont nous sommes.
I have a message for you.
J'ai un message pour
25
toi.
25 reasons why some women may never get married.
25 raisons pour lesquelles les femmes peuvent ne jamais se marier.
Also.
Il faut aussi écouter ce message.
How do you train yourself to love your spouse back after his unfaithfulness?
Comment est-ce que tu peux aimer ton mari retour après son infidélité?
The Bible says you can leave your marriage on grounds of infidelity.
La Bible dit que tu peux vivre un mariage sur le sol de l'infidélité.
But if you decide to stay, then you must be merciful.
Mais si tu décides de rester, il faut être miséricordieux.
The Bible says, blessed are the merciful.
La Bible dit, bénis soient les miséricordieux.
To be merciful means not to give the person the punishment he deserves.
Être miséricordieux veut dire que tu ne donnes pas à une personne la punition qu'il mérite.
The Bible says, mercy triumphs over judgment.
La Bible dit, la miséricorde triomphe du jugement.
So the judgment is that he has misbehaved.
Le jugement c'est qu'il s'est mal comporté.
But mercy comes and jumps over the judgment.
Mais la miséricorde vient se mettre au-dessus du jugement.
And that mercy, it cannot be received except you give it.
Et cette miséricorde ne peut pas être reçue à moins
the
que
Bible
tu la
says,
donnes.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
La Bible dit bénis sont les miséricordieux car ils obtiendront la miséricorde.
Everything I find difficult, I ask God for grace to do it.
Tout ce que je trouve difficile, je demande à Dieu la grâce de le faire.
And I obey it not by following my emotions, but in spite of my emotions.
Mais j'obéis pas en suivant mes émotions, mais inspiré par même au-delà de mes émotions.
So first of all, the emotions may not follow, but behave as if he has not sinned before.
Premièrement, l'émotion ne doit pas surabonder, mais comporte-toi comme s'il n'a jamais péché.
And I believe that the emotions will follow.
Et je pense que les émotions vont suivre.
That's why they are called emotions because they move.
C'est ça qu'on appelle émotion parce qu'il bouge.
Amen.
Amen.
Please, moi, ma'am, dites-moi comment vivre avec un homme appartenant au cercle exotérique. What does exotérique mean?
Mystics.
Occultic.
Tell me how to live with an occultic man.
Si après des Après des années de mariage, on se rend compte de cette situation.
Doit-on
se séparer de lui ou alors continuer? I have not seen the Bible say that you should divorce on these grounds.
Je n'ai jamais vu la Bible dire que tu dois divorcer pour cette raison.
So I can't say you should divorce on those
grounds. Je ne peux pas te demander de divorcer.
But the Bible says you and your household, you will be saved.
Mais la Bible dit, toi et ta maison, vous serez sauvés.
So pray for his salvation.
Alors prie pour son salut.
And walk in love.
Et travaille à ses.
God is able to save him.
Dieu est en mesure de le sauver.
Amen.
Amen.
There are men like that who have given their lives to Christ.
Il y a des hommes comme ça qui donnent leur vie à Christ.
What does it take to be a woman of good understanding like Abigail? To be able to survive in a difficult marriage.
Qu'est-ce que ça demande pour être une femme comme Abigail qui survit dans un mariage difficile?
What are the strategies for an Abigail to deal with a foolish husband like Nabal?
Quelle est la stratégie pour qu'une Abigail se comporte bien
the
avec un mari?
The most important ingredient is divine wisdom.
Il y a ce qu'on appelle la sagesse divine.
Because the Bible says she was a woman of good understanding.
Parce que la Bible dit qu'elle était une femme de bonne compréhension.
You have to get the message because I cannot teach you everything in this.
Il faut acheter les messages parce que je ne peux pas tout vous enseigner ici.
But one thing is, Abigail didn't hide her problem. When she went to David, she said, "I'm married to a fool because his name is Nabal."
Et une chose c'est qu'Abigail n'a pas caché son problème. Elle allait dire à David, "J'ai épousé un
homme
stupide, son nom c'est Nabal."
But at the same time, she said, "Let the sin of Nabal be upon me. Every punishment you are going to give to Nabal, give it to me." That is the role of the intercessor who stands in and intercedes for the person.
Elle a dit à David tout ce que Nabal a fait ses péchés, mais laisse sur moi, c'est le rôle d'une intercesseuse.
She also knew
qui
the
prie
times
toujours.
When she should be quiet and the times when she should speak.
Et c'est quand
when
se
she
quand
heard,
parler,
she didn't go to the room to quarrel.
C'est qu'elle she entend,
just
pas se quereller.
Found a way to remedy the situation.
Elle cherche le chemin pour réparer la situation.
It was when she came later that
quand
she told Nabal where she had been.
Plus tard, elle a dit à Nabal où elle était.
When she went to David, she exhibited great humility. You need humility to be a wise woman.
Quand elle allait à David, elle a manifesté une grande humilité. Tu as besoin d'être humble pour être une femme sage.
And she used a lot of negotiation skills to get David not to kill. So at the end,
David
said to her, "Blessed be thy advice."
Et David lui a dit que tes conseils soient bénis.
So when you are in a difficult marriage, you need wisdom to maneuver.
Quand tu es dans un mariage difficile, il te faut la sagesse.
You need wisdom in your finances.
Il te faut la sagesse dans tes finances.
When you know that the person has three other families, he's using your money to look after.
Quand tu sais qu'il
you
a
need
trois
Abigailism,
familles,
wisdom to know how to maneuver.
Il te faut la sagesse
and
Abigail
still be a Christian.
So
I think I've said some. So go and listen to the rest.
Va lire les messages.
Please, ma'am, what did you mean or intend to say when you made the statement, marriage may take love, but it takes more than love?
Qu'est-ce que tu entends quand tu dis le mariage peut avoir besoin d'amour?
Most of the time, what we call love is emotion. Yes, it's love.
Ce qu'on appelle l'amour, c'est les
but
émotions.
Love, when it goes through so many things, can wane, it can fade, it can.
L'amour, quand ça
and marriage will go through different seasons. So marriage is going to take more than that emotional thing you call love.
Et le mariage va dans plusieurs saisons.
Marriage
et ça prend
is
plus
going
que ce qu'on appelle l'amour.
Divine love.
L'amour prend l'amour. Le mariage prend l'amour divin.
I hope I've answered your question.
J'espère que j'ai répondu à ta
what
question.
What should I do about a husband? The husband issues are a lot.
Qu'est-ce
what should I do about a husband who is always arguing, even when he's obviously wrong? Leave him to think he's right.
Qu'est-ce que je dois faire quand mon mari discute toujours, même quand il a tort? Laisse-le croire qu'il a raison.
Sometimes you don't have to stress yourself. Oh, why do you have such a strong desire to be right? I don't care. You feel you are right. I know you are wrong. It's okay. Feel you are right. It's okay.
Quand il a le désir
it's
pour
not an
avoir
issue.
Raison, tu sais que tu as
or is it a temperament thing?
Bon, on croit que tu as raison.
So you are coming to again. It was green. It wasn't green. It was, oh. By the first sentence, no, I'm tired, though. I'm not coming to argue. It's not green. It was white. If it doesn't make any difference in my life, you can think that it's green. I don't care.
So
allow him to think he's right. If it's not going to cause problems. But if he's not right also, and it needs to be corrected. This is a lesson I learned much later in my life. Do not try to communicate that in the same conversation. It doesn't work.
Tu n'as pas essayé de communiquer dans la même conversation, ça ne marche pas.
Just listen, it was green. And when I went, I saw it. Okay.
C'est vert. Quand j'ai lu, j'ai vu que c'était vert.
But don't
okay.
say okay as if you are tired. Okay.
Mais dis pas okay comme si tu es fatigué.
Just say okay.
Dis seulement okay.
Then later in another conversation.
Après dans une autre conversation.
Say, you know, the last time you were saying that this thing was green, eh?
Tu vas dire, hey, l'autre jour j'ai dit que c'était vert, eh?
When I went and I took it out, it was actually white.
Quand je suis allée penser
absolument
blanc.
But it was the color. When the lights fall on the color, it gives another whatever. So it was actually white. But you saw it as green. The men don't like to feel defeated.
Les hommes n'aiment pas être vaincus.
So if you feel that you have won, it's okay.
Si tu sens que tu as gagné, c'est okay.
Heaven knows the truth.
Le ciel connaît la vérité.
Amen.
Amen.
We argue foolishly over things that won't take us anywhere.
On argumente pour les fausses trucs qui nous amènent nulle part.
The Bible says, do all things without murmurings and disputings, arguments. A lot of them are not necessary.
La Bible dit que beaucoup de disputes ne sont pas nécessaires.
And sometimes, you know, the other party, even you, sometimes you are very strong. I was there. Is this then? When you see there's a very soft, just leave it.
Parfois, tu argumentes et quand tu vois la vérité,
and
tu
please,
fais,
do not go and say, I told you so.
Pardon, n'ai pas dit que vous avez dit ça.
It's in the marriage manual.
C'est dans le manuel du livre.
What should I do about a husband who is always arguing? Okay. Secondly, is it submissive to go ahead and implement ideas without discussing? Because he will argue and waste valuable time and may get angry anyway when it's implemented without his consent.
Et comment est-ce qu'il faut faire quand il faut prendre une décision? Est-ce qu'on doit passer le temps à argumenter ou appeler le temps inutile? Je vais m'énerver.
Forgive. Your argument issue is not easy. So you are saying that he will be angry anyway. So whether you do it with permission or without permission, he gets angry. But I think your aim is to please God.
Mais pense ton objectif c'est de plaire à Dieu.
And not to please any man.
Non, ne plaire à aucun homme.
But I think also that sometimes we ask unnecessary questions.
Mais parfois je pense que les
you have a bag. This is the bag you want to hold wherever you are going. Then you come and ask, oh, what do you think? Should I hold this bag? You are bringing problems. So some questions are unnecessary. The person has not thought about it. Take the bag you want to take and go. As opposed to some very important things that you need his input as your head. That's why when you are choosing your head, choose your head wisely. Because once the head is spoiled, all the neck, the hand, they walk in foolish places.
C'est ça que parfois il dit quand tu veux choisir la tête de manière très sage parce que dès que la tête est posée.
And also, I hope you know about temperaments. The way you say your husband argues and he sounds choleric to me. And cholerics want to have their way no matter. Eh.
Et les collègues vont faire ce
when you read the book, they want to have their way no matter what. So if it doesn't hurt, let him have his way. You don't lose anything. Have your way. This is your house. Your home. Amen.
Amen.
What does it take to be a successful spiritual woman? Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Trust, obey. God will bring you. If you have the desire to be close to him, if you draw nigh to him, he will also draw nigh to you. And follow the instructions in the word and from your pastors. If they say, we are having a prayer meeting, don't say, I'm first lady, so I don't come. You may scream. Sometimes when people see me, say, hey, you come for every meeting. How come? But I'm also a Christian. I'm also saved by grace. And I also need help. So I don't understand why they are surprised to see me.
Je suis sauvé par la grâce et besoin de l'aide.
That's what the meeting is beneath me. There's nothing like that. So draw near to God. God will also draw near to
you.
When the church is having
toi,
spiritual programs, throw yourself into it. Just like you have time for foolish things, decide to have time for spiritual things.
Faut pas avoir le temps pour les
and the Lord will help
et le temps pour les choses spirituelles, le Seigneur va t'aider.
Amen.
Amen.
The church has so many programs that are geared at making you grow strong. So many.
L'église a trop de programmes qui peuvent te faire grandir spirituellement.
So do the same.
Alors fais la
pareil. And you will be blessed.
Et tu seras béni.
How do you know if it's time for you to do God's work?
Comment savoir s'il est temps pour toi de faire l'œuvre de Dieu?
The Bible says.
La Bible dit.
The time is now. Today, if you hear his voice,
le temps c'est maintenant.
Harden not your heart.
N'endurcis pas ton cœur.
He said, the night cometh when no man can work.
Il dit, la nuit vient où aucun homme ne peut
God
travailler.
Needs you now.
Maintenant, il faut le faire.
Not when you finish school,
pas
when
quand
you
finis
marry,
l'école, quand
when
tu
you
marie,
finish your course.
Quand tu finis ton...
What if God calls you home? What are you going to say when you get to heaven? Quand oh God, I was reading my course.
Ciel.
I was doing
ciel,
this.
Cours,
I know. The time is now.
Le temps c'est maintenant.
Please, if I'm a lady, but please, if I'm really somewhere, for instance, I'm naturally snobbish. What do I do to change?
Je suis une femme et je suis naturellement snob. Comment est-ce que je dois changer?
Become a sheep of God that God can lead you.
Deviens une brebis de Dieu qui peut te diriger.
And if the Holy Spirit says, do not be proud, come down. Say, Lord, anything you say and come down. But don't say, I'm snobbish by nature. Your human nature is supposed to die. And the spiritual nature is supposed to be resurrected.
Spirituel doit s'élever.
Amen. And by the way, what's your snobbery based on? Eh? Everything you have will pass away.
Everything.
So please,
alors,
humble
s'il te plaît,
yourself
humilie-toi
under the mighty hand of God
so
that he may
Seigneur.
Lift you up. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says pride goes before a fall. So if you know you are snobbish, change
you.
Because before you know, nobody can approach you to marry you.
Avant que tu ne
and sens, you are, you can't marry yourself.
So
please, humility
alors,
is the key.
L'humilité est la clé.
Bishop has written a book on humility. Get it.
L'évêque a écrit un livre sur l'humilité, il faut l'acheter.
And obey it.
Et obéit.
The Bible says that the man is ahead.
Dit,
but why is it that everything about marriage is all about the woman?
Mais comment se fait
I think that as the head of the home,
je pense qu'en tant que tête de la maison,
that the man is, he should have more responsibilities than us.
L'homme doit avoir plus de responsabilités que nous.
Well, I didn't write the responsibilities of marriage.
Je n'ai pas écrit les responsabilités du mariage.
It's God who wrote it.
C'est Dieu qui les a écrites.
And God made a helper for the man.
Et Dieu a besoin d'une aide pour
But the man also has a duty to love you as Christ loved the church.
Mais l'homme aussi le devoir de t'aimer comme Christ a aimé l'église.
And to give himself to you as Christ gave himself to the church.
Et se donner à toi comme Christ a donné son
And to nourish, cherish and honor you according to Ephesians 5:22 and 23.
Te nourrir, te chérir et t'honorer selon Ephésiens.
And to wash you with the water of the word and present you to himself blameless.
Te laver avec l'eau de la parole et te présenter
and
à
to
lui
love you as he loves himself. So if he
et
loves you,
lui-même.
He will not enslave you and misuse you because he's walking in divine love.
S'il t'aime, il ne va pas te rendre esclave parce qu'il a
God
besoin...
didn't cheat anybody. God didn't cheat anybody. Tricher, oh?
Dieu ne triche avec personne.
He just gave different roles.
Il donne seulement les différents rôles.
And if we are all to obey our roles,
et si nous obéissons chacun à nos rôles,
marriages will work.
Le mariage va marcher.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you manage your spiritual issues of the church and marriage? What does it mean?
Comment est-ce que tu gères tes problèmes spirituels de l'église et du mariage?
Your spiritual issues of the church and marriage.
You
pray about it. Come and see your pastor.
Prie pour ça, viens
and
voir
see
ton
what
pasteur.
Next. Hi, Mama Adley, please. Je voudrais savoir si quand on something financièrement, I can't see the handwriting. On peut récolter ailleurs, par exemple, la famille, mariage, les enfants. Récolter is to harvest, oh?
Harvest, yes.
So what does she mean?
Je voudrais savoir si quand on sème financièrement, on peut récolter ailleurs. When I sow financially, can I reap it somewhere else?
Yes. I don't know what you mean by that, but are you saying that when you sow a seed, can you reap the harvest in marriage, family life? You can.
Est-ce
Hannah
tu peux
sowed
avoir...
a seed, and she got many more children back.
Anna
different
Simmons
people
sow
different seeds, and they tell God their specific needs. And say, if you do this and this for me,
si tu fais ceci et cela pour
I
moi,
will do this and this and that.
Ceci et cela et
and
cela.
Then they do it.
Et il l'a fait.
Somebody said, I'm going to war, Jephthah. If
la
I
guerre,
win,
si je vais,
the first thing that comes out of my house,
la seule chose qui sort de ma
I will
maison,
give it to you. He thought that the first thing would be his dog.
Il croyait que ça allait être le chien.
But it was his daughter.
Mais c'était sa fille.
And he sacrificed his daughter.
Et il a sacrifié sa fille.
Although God did not believe in human sacrifice, but
Dieu
they had mingled so
humain.
Much with the heathen around them that he sacrificed his daughter because that's what
sa fille.
He had. So he was going to war. And
il
he sowed
la
a seed. He
said, if I win, il a dit, si je gagne.
Anything that comes out of my house.
Tout ce qui sort de ma
so
maison,
yes, you can sow.
Tu peux
and
s'aimer.
Then tell God even specifically where. But I have come to see that even when you don't tell him, God's blessings, they overtake you and you can never outgive God.
Mais je sais
so
que
yes,
même si tu ne dis pas, ces bénédictions vont te dépasser.
Faut-on prier? Faut-on, is it faux or peu? Peut-on prier pour avoir une descendante chrétienne à vie?
Can you pray to have Christian children all their lives?
I think you can.
Je pense que tu peux.
Because the Bible says that.
Parce que la Bible dit que.
The generation of the righteous. He said that I will bless your seed to 1,000 generations. That is why sometimes maybe some children may not even be behaving properly. But that promise and that seed that their parents sowed, it's just like the European countries. They brought Christianity. They built these big churches. They took the gospel everywhere. So their descendants are benefiting from what they did. Although their descendants have turned away completely from God. But because the blessing is to 1,000 generations and to your children's children, they are reaping something that they don't even know where it came from. I trust that God will help us. I'm done. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I believe that we have been blessed.
Je crois que nous avons été bénis.
If you've been blessed, just give me a wave.
Si tu as été béni, balance ta main comme ça.
There's one thing that disturbs me a lot.
Il y a une seule chose qui me dérange beaucoup.
We hear too much and we don't do.
Nous entendons, nous écoutons beaucoup, mais nous ne pratiquons
so
pas.
So our lives keep remaining at the same level.
Et notre vie demeure au même niveau.
But for all that we have heard from yesterday till today.
Mais tout ce que nous avons entendu d'hier et aujourd'hui.
Just pray for grace.
Prie pour la grâce.
Try and find out where your particular weakness is.
Essaie de retrouver ta faiblesse
précise. And pray for grace.
Et prie pour la grâce.
For that particular thing.
Pour cette chose particulière.
And please do it.
Et s'il te plaît, pratique cela.
And when you do it as women,
et quand nous faisons cela en tant que femmes,
our homes will change.
Nos maisons vont changer.
And Cameroon will change.
Et le Cameroun va changer aussi.
Because the influence comes from us as women.
Parce que l'influence vient de nous en tant que
so
femmes.
We want the daughters of Bishop Dag to be different in
nous
this land.
Que les filles de l'évêque Dag soient différentes.
Are you going to be different?
Est-ce que tu vas être différent?
Hallelujah.
It was great having you today. To find out more about the resources available by Adelaide Heward Mills, please visit the Vision Bookshop at the Kodesh, North Kaneshi, or meet her on Facebook at Reverend Mrs. Adelaide Heward Mills. For prayer and counseling, please call 0243-187-900. You can also drop us an email at honeyonmylips@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, God richly bless you.